This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a non-profit station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on the frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in the years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call us at 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Kent Davies speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program, celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
I'm hardly late at all, huh? Merry Christmas, by the way. I don't know if you noticed, but it's snowing outside. Yeah, not all that cold. Kind of nice, actually, in a weird way. Just lousy for getting to a radio show on time, that's all. The radio show I speak of is called the Twang Trust. Can generally be heard at 6 o'clock on Wednesdays. Tonight, closer to 10 after. But that's fine. The guys at Sane say I can dip into their time any old time I want. So we appreciate that. I'll take you up on it tonight, guys. Oh, just kidding, Mike. Settle down. Hey. It's Folkfest Reveal Week. Friday, the Winnipeg Folk Festival announces their lineup for this summer. That's what we're dealing with here tonight. We're gonna give you my wishes, my hopes, my dreams, and what I think just might actually happen. Very scientific. It's all going to go down momentarily here tonight on the Twang Trust. Stay tuned.
When you Hey Winnipeg, this is Kathleen Edwards, and yes, I hate Winnipeg. Oh, the Weaker Thans already wrote that song. I don't really hate Winnipeg, by the way. I love Winnipeg. That little place, DeLuca's? Is it called DeLuca's?
DeLuca's, yeah.
Love
yeah.
that. Love going there. Salisbury's house, I could do without that.
Well, there's restaurant reviews from Kathleen Edwards here to start off tonight's episode of The Twang Trust. Kathleen, covering Neil Young there. Only love can break your heart. Did you get your Neil Young tickets? Yeah, Neil Young's coming to town. Pre-sale today. It's still on. If you want to get a ticket, the password is archives. The password is archives. Yeah. Although if you're getting anything besides a ticket in the pit, you're like 5 miles from the stage. It's, I don't know. I don't know about that place. Am I the only one who saw news of this show happening at Blue Cross Park and thought, where the hell is Blue Cross Park? Never heard of the place before. It's the ballpark. It's what was Canwest Global Park, I guess. Is that what it was? I don't even remember. I can't keep track of the names of these things. It should be the original logo is the best logo park, I think. That's my idea for the new name. Anyways, yeah, Neil Young coming to town. What's the date of that show? It's the week after Folk Festival, actually. The Wednesday after Folk Fest, July 17th. But that's what we're talking about here tonight. Folk Festival, this coming Friday, this Friday, two more days, and the Folk Fest announces their lineup officially. And, well, obviously Neil Young's not on it. He's missed it by that much. But Kathleen Edwards ain't been around in a while, and she's playing the Ottawa Blues Festival late in June. Now, I don't know. She's not doing much else after that, from what I can tell. But, you know, she's a couple of provinces over. She's from Ottawa, so that's probably why she's playing there. You know, she'll hang out with family and stuff. And then, you know, why not, you know, come over here? Could happen. Could happen. I don't know. I'd say there's like a 40% chance of seeing Kathleen Edwards at the Folk Festival this year. That's what we're going with. And I am credited to make such assumptions. It's a very scientific process I have in determining the percentage of the chance of somebody playing here this summer. Because as you may have read over the last weekend, I am a musicologist. Doesn't that sound like somebody should be paying me like big bucks to do something? I don't know what exactly, but just exist, I think. But I don't know who I talk to about that. Anyways, yeah, I think Kathleen just might play here this summer. Here's some guys I'm pretty certain that they're not going to be playing here, but damn it, there's no reason why they should be playing here. And wow, if you saw them on the weekend, you had a blast, didn't you? And there's a brand new record out. We're going to hear a cut from it momentarily. But let's go back. Let's go back in the Wayback Machine one more time to 1979. They did this one in the encore. This was this the final number? Yes. Yes, this was the I can't remember which order it was in. It was either Little Latin Loopy Lou or this one. It's the Fuse, kids, on the Twang Trust.
I still remember it was autumn and the moon was shining. A 60 Cadillac was rolling through Nebraska one. Yeah, when I heard a 20 man, the bitch was spinning over. And I pulled the man's door, we was going through the hall. And the stars was spinning with some turn to my girl beside me, brother, she was burning. I funky doctor's teacher, so the funky soul teacher. She had a line of something heavy, but we couldn't reach her. We told her that we needed something that would keep us going. She took out all she had and laid it on the counter show. All I had to do was lay my money down. They were screaming, screaming. We had to kick each other just to see if we was dreaming. They didn't do nothing fast, nothing. It always started drizzling and I turned into a thunderstorm. The rain was driving, but the caddy kept on burning rubber. We kept on driving till we ran into some fog. We couldn't see it, but somehow we just kept on going. We kept on driving on and on and late into the morning. Fog Friday lifted when we looked to see what we was at. Tearing up the collar on the stick where we stood.
signs, they were screaming, screaming. We had to kick each other just to see if we was deep. They didn't do nothing fast, they never missed it. They only started drizzling out until they threw a thunder shout.
This is Dave
and Jeff,
and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yeah, you are, in fact. And that was Dave and Jeff and the other brothers and some other guys, too. The Fuse from their brand new album, At the Palace. There's a new one for you, Big Man. David Briggs and Don Hatcher on songwriting duties there. Dave singing that one. We heard that one on the weekend at the Park Theater. What a time, as always, with The Fuse. And if you didn't make it out, well, hey, I hear there's even a chance we might see them in some Joker's living room sooner than later. I don't know. It's being bandied about. You know, don't hold your breath, but could happen. And then we went all the way back to 1979 before that for Bob Seger's Get Out of Denver, Baby, Go. That's what we heard there. We heard that one Saturday night, too. It's true. See, the problem with the Saturday night show, though, it was great, but it was all, I mean, you know, it was The Fuse, right? It was a big up-tempo rock and roll show. I mean, there was a handful of of Sparse Gems. The second set started off with just Jeff, Dawn, and Wendy as a trio. They did a few, including my number four pick. If you saw my 10 essential Fuse track list in the paper, and thank goodness I couldn't count. But yeah, No Question made its live appearance, first live appearance in 35 years, for Pete's sake. And yeah, that was swell. But a lot of the great, my favorite tracks on this new album are more in the, you know, in the quieter, more intimate mode. And you know, they didn't do any of those. So yeah, maybe find some joker with a living room and maybe they might do them. Who knows? We'll see. We'll see. But yeah, why doesn't the Fuse play the Folk Festival? There's like, there's zero reason. Jeff Hatcher once played the Folk Festival back in the Big Beat days solo, and I didn't even see it. I don't know that I even knew it was happening. It was, you know, back then, you know, in the 80s, I didn't go religiously every year because, frankly, I couldn't afford it. And, well, I still can't really afford it. I especially can't afford it now, but I go anyways. But yeah, you'd think one of Winnipeg's, you know, most important exports would at least play the Folk Festival once, you know, as a unit. And let's, you know, folk music, you know, everybody whines about it. It's not even a folk festival anymore. Well, yeah, you can whine about that if you want. There's always plenty of whining to be done. But considering some of the stuff you hear there, you know, there's no reason the Fuse can't play there. Anyways, what do I know? What do I know? I know this next artist will not be playing at the Folk Festival this year, or any year, I'm quite certain. And again, is there a good reason? Not really. But I have to play this song because it's brand new and it's awesome. And it actually leads into an artist who I'm feeling really strong is going to play Folk Fest this summer. So, but yeah, here, just because, and what a track this is, be prepared to be bowled over. Brand new cut from Bully. Yeah, Alicia Bugnano unleashed this on us just the other day. And piano cut, solo piano with strings from this punk rock goddess. It's an amazing thing. And it's called Atom Bomb. And it's brand new from Bully, not appearing at a folk festival near you.
After all this time, I'm the same, just older. My skin's too thin, I could stand to be colder. I'm ashamed, I lose myself in people, like I lost myself in you. I bite my tongue, I don't wanna give in. You're already gone, and I've been living like an
Winnipeg. This is Alicia, and you're listening to the high, lonesome sound of the Twang Trust CKUW 95.9 FM.
Take me home tonight.
There he is, Mr. Orville Peck, a no-show last year at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and a lot of folks were pretty upset about it, with good reason. Just a fabulous performer, and I was dying to see him again. He ain't been around here since he played the West End Cultural Center back in the early 60s sometime. I forget when it was. It's so long ago. But I'm thinking, you know, I don't know. He's got a date. He's got a festival date in, I believe, Iowa in August. Now, assuming that's a real thing and he's back to performing, you know, the rest of the summer's wide open. I'm thinking they just might convince him to come up and, you know, make up that date. I think it could well happen. I think we just might get Orville Peck this summer. My fingers are crossed, certainly. We'll wait and see Friday when the Winnipeg Folk Festival announces their lineup. But my money is on Orville Peck showing up this summer. Maybe I'm being overly confident, I don't know, but I think there's a pretty good chance. I would put the odds at about 70%. That's how strong I feel about that. And I am a musicologist, certified. I have my Judd's fan club card, so that gives me the cred that I need to make assumptions like this and predictions. So there. Orville Peck, Winnipeg Folk Festival this summer. You heard it here first. Before that, we heard an Orville Peck cover from Bully, Turn to Hate, and a brand new Bully track before that, Atom Bomb. 0% chance of Bully playing the Folk Festival this summer. Or ever, I'd say. And is there a good reason? No, there's not, really. But I don't think it'll ever happen. I'm pretty sure. But, you know, speaking of folks who were no-shows last summer, and speaking of shows that just went on sale today, like we were at the top of the set, Neil Young on sale today at Blue Cross Park. That still sounds weird. I don't know. But I'm thinking there's a chance for Thursday night. Now, it's not a good chance, okay? It's not a good chance. I would put it at like 15% chance that we will see another no-show from last year, Sierra Ferrell. She was supposed to play here and canceled a bunch of shows. But she's back at it, and she's doing a festival in Montana on the 12th. That's like the Saturday. So I think, like, you know, she could technically make it Thursday. Now, also playing a festival on the Saturday somewhere is the Mavericks. Now, the Mavericks, a show just went on sale today for a show in Fargo, or technically Moorhead. They're playing the Blue Stem Amphitheater on August 11th with Dwight Yoakam. So, yeah, the Mavs are touring strong all summer. And although they are playing somewhere on the 12th, it's not far. I think is it Colorado, I think? Yeah, they're playing Colorado on the Saturday. So, you know, how about Thursday night? The Mavericks and Sierra Ferrell at the Winnipeg Folk Festival? Could happen. Now, chances are low, I know, but it could happen. But it would be extra swell because the Mavericks actually just released a song from their upcoming new album, which features none other than Sierra Ferrell. We're going to hear that song momentarily. But first, speaking of Sierra, here is something I just discovered this last night, actually, and just melted. You want to melt? Get ready to melt when you hear this cover of an old Sam Cooke chestnut from Sierra Ferrell. Thursday at the Folk Festival, stranger things have happened.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow flow straight to my lover's heart for me. There's danger of me losing all of my happiness. For I love the man who doesn't know I exist. And this you can fix. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow flow straight to my lover's heart. Your arrow flow straight to
Hi, this is Raul Malo from the Mavericks, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM. Hi, Winnipeg. This is Raul Malo from the Mavericks, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM. We'll be right back.
was younger, I used to seek pleasure. When I was younger, I used to drink wine. Now that I'm older, I'm rocking a cradle, rocking a baby who's always crying. When I was younger, I used to dress fancy. When I was younger,
they're playing festivals in August, and they're touring all over the U.S. in June. July is wide open, just waiting for festivals to announce July appearances. That was brand new from Bonnie Light Horseman. Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking it's possible. We saw one of the Bonnies last year, Mr. Fruit Bats. He's part of that combo. What's the chance of the other two showing up with them this summer? I'm thinking pretty good. I'm putting odds at 50%. Could go either way. But yeah, that was the first cut released from their upcoming record. That was called When I Was Younger. Bonnie Light Horseman at the Winnipeg Folk Festival? Oh, wait till Friday. You'll find out. Before that, the Mavericks, brand new from their upcoming record. That was called Moon and Stars, featuring Sierra Farrell. No show at the Folk Festival last summer. What do you think? Will she make up the date this summer along with the Mavericks on Thursday night? Could happen. Could happen. Not likely, but it's in the realm of possibility. If I had anything to do with it, it would happen. But sadly, not is the case. So who knows? Who knows? You know, I was so excited about the lineup last year. My favorite folk festival lineup ever. I started going back in 1980. And last year was the best year I've ever seen. It was just packed solid with amazing stuff. And I don't know, your mileage may vary, but it was a time for me, boy. So I'm prepared to be